According to the Agriculture Department, the average age of a farmer in 2012 was 57, but there are some younger people bucking that trend. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some of these new farmers are setting down roots in Madison County.
The cadre of 20 and 30-somethings running Gray Rock Farm in Cazenovia are as likely to have a smartphone in their pocket as a pitchfork in their hand.
We almost all have iPhones. We take pictures. We upload them right onto Facebook.
And from there, says 29-year-old farmer Matt Voles, social media does the rest.
We had two more pigs than we needed, and I posted on Facebook, and we sold two pigs within an hour. You know, so the ability to take 2 minutes and reach 1,000 people is huge for us.
Voltz has a degree in philosophy from Middlebury College and has kicked around as a farmhand in several states before making a decision about what to do with his life. He's one of eight young farmers who works this piece of land that overlooks rolling hills and Oneida Lake in Cazenovia, a prime example of a new breed of younger farmer.
I think we all had opportunities and came from relatively comfortable families, but chose this. You know, this was an active decision on everybody's part to be doing this work.
The story is a little different across the county for Elizabeth and Ian Blackburn of Erieville. Ian is keeping his day job at the State Department of Environmental Conservation, but Elizabeth is ditching her bookkeeping career.
Originally, we weren't going to do a farm, and I was going to do an off-the-farm job, but I got pregnant, and I kind of wanted to stay home with her, and I thought it'd be a good idea to maybe try using the land that we have, because we have 102 acres.
Like many other younger farmers, they're using organic methods of farming.
Going into an organic operation's not an easy thing to do, and I certainly have a deeper appreciation now for the cost associated with organic vegetables at market and meats and
many
such.
Many a night with
products.
A bucket and soap and water to get the Japanese beetles or whatever is there off your crop.
For these young farmers, the challenge is the same as it's always been for those who live off the land. Hard physical labor, long hours, unpredictable weather, and not much financial reward. But their age and the fact they aren't from a farming background brings a different perspective to the job, says Voltz.
Being younger, you've got some energy. It's a good thing because I think all of us look around and say to ourselves, I wouldn't do this for my whole life, but I can do it for a couple more years, work like this, and hopefully we'll get smarter and get more experience. But coming from non-farming backgrounds, I think we're all really open to different ideas. And that's awesome because I think sometimes you get stuck in a rut if you've been doing the same thing your whole life.
But to be successful, getting support from Madison County's active farm community is very important, says Blackburn.
And we this year, for example, were having a terrible time with flea beetles, and I thought it was us only and that the world was striking us down. Went to one of the farm meetings at Gray Rock, and it was like everyone was just having, you know, problems and complaining, and I felt like, hey, this isn't just me.
Both these farmers are optimistic they'll be at it long term, and Voltz could easily see himself as one of those over 55 farmers in Madison County someday.
Physically, I might not be capable to do this in 5 years or 10 years, but I've already seen a lot of progress, so I'm optimistic that we'll be here for 5, 10, 25 years if we want to be.
I'm Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
These and other farms will be on display at Madison County's annual Open Farm Day today from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.